Jack stiffened and glanced around, realizing he'd zoned out while watching Dr. Rhodes work with her patients. To keep the teen from reaching the doctor, Jack stepped in front of him. The boy tried to dodge him. Jack grabbed his arms. The teen shouted something in Spanish, but he was so distraught, Jack had a hard time understanding him. Two words stood out in the rest of his hysterical shouts. Castillo Commando. Jack stiffened. As if someone pulled the plug on a sink, the remaining locals disappeared into the trees. Frantic, the boy twisted until he broke loose of Jack's hold and raced into the trees. The doctor and the others wearing scrubs quickly packed their medical kits, folded tables and chairs and hurried toward the boat on the beach, glancing back over their shoulders.
"What's going on, Fish?"
Gator spoke in his ear.
"Not sure, but I think the commandos are coming."
He stared at the shadowy woods, shocked not a single local could be seen. If he hadn't observed them for himself, he would have thought the beach had always been deserted. The sound of gunfire from the dirt road at the far end of the beach jerked his attention to the north. A truck sped toward the medical personnel. Jack bolted for the jet ski, his gaze shot to the doctor's small group. One man dropped back to get behind the female doctor. No sooner had he let her go ahead of him, he jerked and grabbed his leg. He dropped the chair he'd been holding and limped as fast as he could, leaving a trail of blood in the sand. The rest of the crew ran across the sand to the little boat and threw in the chairs and tables. They turned and helped the injured man into the boat, and then pushed off, as one by one they jumped in, landing at odd angles.